Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley, weekly blasts of no hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high definition, high voltage living. Hey everyone, welcome back. Episode 101. I can't believe it. Last week I didn't talk about the fact that it was the number 100th episode of this On the Verge podcast. I've been doing this for over 2 years now. I thought I'd take the opportunity just to give you a little bit of behind the scenes information about why I do this, what I'm thinking about doing, and also how it's going. So we just recently reached over 50,000 downloads, which may seem like a lot to you, but it really isn't. It really isn't. I've kept this podcast solo, meaning that it's just me. I'm not interviewing others. And because of that, it's kept the downloads on the small side. But I've forged on. I've continued on. I've thought about here and there, do I make this an interview-based podcast? Because that's really how it's going to grow. And every time I sat with it, something felt off. There are so many interview-based podcasts out there, and they're wonderful, and there's such great people being interviewed, and I've been on many podcasts, but I felt like this format is working for a lot of people, or a few people that are listening a lot. I've heard from many of you that this podcast, the short snippets, right? They're usually between 10 to 18 minutes. Works for you on your drive to work or in between tasks. And so I've kept on. I've forged on. But what I want to ask from you all today, and I don't often ask, is to share this podcast with 5 people. If you do that, then it will exponentially increase the popularity and the downloads, and that in turn will really help me continue to share my message and my work. So if you're not sure how to share a podcast, you can do it, you know, wherever you see those 3 vertical dots on anything these days, it's your opportunity to share. So if you click on those 3 dots, you can do it in iTunes, and this podcast is now streamed on Spotify. You can find it, just search On the Verge and share it. You could share it via message, via Facebook, via Twitter, or even just in an email to 5 people. That would really, really help me. It helped me just continue to keep this solo, short and sweet, and very spontaneous as well. So I appreciate it. I thank you. Please reach out if you have questions, kara@karabradley.net. And let's do this together. Let's just continue to play and work and inspire others by sharing what's working for us. Because that's really what I'm doing for you, is just sharing what's working for me. So back to today's episode, let's get back to it. And thank you very much for helping me out. Today, I want to talk about what it feels like to come alive. Now, I've lived in my head for many years. I've come in and out of these states of being stuck in controlling others as a leader, being stuck in trying to force situations to happen, being stuck in mental patterns and habits. I've been stuck in my head. I've also recognized and have experienced throughout my life what it feels like to be out of my head and in my life and in my body. And so I have known the destruction, really. And I've seen and experienced my own destructive habits of being stuck in my head. And I've made it my life's purpose to help others with strategies, with practices, to help others get out of their head. and get back to living right here, right now. Living right here, right now in our bodies, in our senses, in whatever is arising in this moment makes us feel alive. We come alive in the present moment. In this moment, we live in flow. So all these things I talk about week after week is truly about coming alive. What does it feel like to be alive? I talk about this in my book, On the Verge. I ask three questions. The first one is, what does it feel like when you feel alive? So I'm asking you that now. What does it feel like? Awake, alert, calm, peace, connected, at ease, electrified, confident. There's so many common answers to that question. The second question I ask in my talks as well is, what makes you come alive? What are the things that you do? The people that you're with, the places that you go that make you come alive. What are they? Is it the mountains, the beach, your dog, your partner, your kids? Is it being engaged at work? Is it creating, painting, cooking, hiking in the woods, being at the top of a mountain? Being underneath the water, climbing, dancing, sewing, painting. I said painting already, but I was thinking painting walls. I love painting walls. What is it that you do that makes you come alive? Do you know? Have you thought about it? Have you given yourself the gift, the opportunity to just sit and think about what makes you light up from the inside? And then lastly, what doesn't make you feel alive? What are the things that you do, the situations you're in, the people that you're with, that don't make you feel alive? And why? Why is it? Without complaining, can you pull yourself back enough from the situation to just think about why? So these are questions that we don't often give ourselves the opportunity to ask. And then lastly is, you know, when was the last time you felt it? When was that last time you were in deep flow, when you were fully engaged in what you were doing, when you were out of your head and in your body? You know, I had come in and out of these states for years. I had kind of trickled in flow, not really felt fully alive for years. Maybe had some peak experiences throughout the year, but, you know, it was hit or miss. It was maybe by accident or by chance that I was in the right place at the right time to feel exhilarated. And there were a few years there, especially in the deep intensity of running my business and raising my kids and living in the suburbs and, you know, going in and out every day, same pattern, same habit, same food, same places, same people, where you start to numb out. And then I started studying flow. I really started studying it, knowing what was happening when I was in flow. Jamie Wheel of the Flow Genome Project and the co-author of Stealing Fire, a friend and becoming a business partner, which I'm really excited about. He has all these hashtags that just make me sing. One of his favorite hashtags and one of mine is, don't die wondering. Don't die wondering what it would be like to feel alive, what it would be like to live consistently in a place where you felt electrified and exhilarated and energized about your life. Don't die wondering when the next time is that you're going to find flow, when you're going to climb that mountain, hit the beach, create your masterpiece. Don't die wondering. And so flow, this sense of being so fully engaged in what you're doing that everything else falls away. Flow, this optimal state of consciousness where you lose your sense of self and your sense of self-consciousness, where the inner critic deactivates so much so that you're not comparing yourself. You're not wondering if people are going to like what you're doing. You're not doubting your capacity. This sense of coming alive where time dilates, where it either slows down or speeds up, where you're not really sure if you're in the middle of 5 minutes or 5 hours, this sense of being in flow where whatever you do so enormously well. You kind of hit the nail on the head. Right there, you're on the dime. So where, when, how, and with whom are you experiencing this sense of coming alive? Don't die wondering when the next time is that you're going to feel this way. There's a way of scheduling into your life these experiences, these non-ordinary, non-habitual experiences of feeling that full engagement, that high definition, that high voltage living. The Flow Genome Project, check them out online for sure, flowgenomeproject.org, offers hedonic calendaring, a way of intentionally calendaring your life so that you just don't come by these extraordinary experiences through happenstance. You're actually on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly scheduling in these experiences where you soar. Because you know what? If we don't schedule it in, and this is my personal experience, years ago, I hadn't been scheduling in. I had been just waiting for the vacation or the invitation to the concert or, you know, that happening to meet the beautiful sunset or, you know, find myself on the water somewhere. I wasn't scheduling it in. And when I started studying this 4 years ago, it was tough. I resisted it. I didn't realize how stuck I was in my patterns. Really stuck, guys. Stuck in that, you know, suburban lifestyle. Stuck in the same old, same old. I didn't realize how much I had numbed myself, even though I was teaching people. I was teaching people how to get out of their head. I didn't know how much I had been in my own. Until I started diving in. What am I doing daily to come alive? What am I doing in my morning routines? How am I scheduling in my weekly routine, those physical activities that really take me there, that make me soar? You know, now I've got climbing. I've got different experiences, you know, that I'm with my husband. I've got different experiences with girlfriends that I'm scheduling in to my weekly plan that make me come alive. Times alone, times with the nature. What are we doing monthly? You know, maybe monthly we can take it in even a little bit deeper, take it out for an overnight or make a special trip to the city or to the museum that you haven't gotten to lately. How about quarterly? You know, those quarterly weekend trips or the quarterly day alone. How about that in your house by yourself, just with yourself? And then annually, what is that big bucket list item? If we don't start doing this intentionally, we may get to the end of this all and we don't know when that's going to be and say, crap, what if I had done that? What if I had taken that week off to go up to the mountains by myself on that vision quest? What if I had taken that time to experiment with that medium, that art medium that I'd never tried? What if I had learned to play the guitar or gotten up on the stage and actually tried to sing that song during that karaoke night? Don't die wondering. Wake yourself up every day and look for those opportunities to come alive. That's it. That's all I got. If I could just tell you how it's changed my life over the last 4 to 5 years, how much my life has lit up in a different way than it ever has before, how much more excited I am, how much younger I feel just because I'm putting myself into new situations, because I'm playing more, I'm feeling more, I'm experimenting more in ways I've never experimented with in my life. Some of it is illegal, so I'm not going to go there. It's legal right now. Let's just put it that way. So I will end with a quote, one of Jamie's favorite quotes and one of mine as well. It's from Howard Thurman. He says, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Have a great day. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing this podcast with 5 friends. I truly appreciate it. And if you'd like to stay in touch in a different way, join my mail list. Just go to carabradley.net and you'll receive my free ebook, 5 Strategies to Live in Flow. It's all good. We're all here together, just walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. Once again, thank you. Now go out there and shine.